I was real anxious today to go out there, you know, be with my new teammates and, you know, be a part of the great organization that the Broncos have. You know, Coach Fox, you know, he wants us to come in and, you know, learn a lot of the installs and, you know, be prepared to play.
Is your head spinning from seeing the playbook and everything?
I wouldn't say spinning. You know, it's more of an excitement for me, you know, just to be able to have an NFL playbook and, you know, be out here with legends like Champ Bailey and, you know, Peyton, be on the same team as them is a great experience.
What kind of pointers and tips have you already gotten from your position coaches?
Just to give my full effort at whatever it is I do. Don't loaf and, you know, just give my best effort.
Kevin, the Broncos brass says that they view you as a kind of a safety in a cornerback spot, you know, because of your physicality.
Mm-hmm.
Do you, in your mind, also, you know, kind of consider yourself that?
I consider myself to be whatever the coaches want me to be. If they want me to play safety, I'm going to make that my full obligation to be the best safety I can be. As far as corner goes, you know, I'm going to try to be the best corner I can be for them and, you know, contribute to the team as best as possible.
I mean more mentally that, you know, like Matt Russell, the pro personnel director, views you kind of as a safety, you know, mind, physicality, playing the corner spot. Not, you know, one or the other, but kind of this hybrid, a big guy that has to face, you know, the tight ends and the big wide receivers nowadays, kind of a new breed of cornerback, the bigger physical cornerback. That's how you view yourself.
Do I view myself like that? I haven't really thought about that, viewing myself as one of those types of breeds. But, you know, I'm willing to step up to the challenge to be able to cover tight ends as well as, you know, stepping in the box to tackle running backs.
Is there anybody you patterned your game after in college, any pros that you looked up to?
When I used to go to practice in college, you know, I used to always come and tell everybody that Champ Bailey is here. You know, he's my favorite corner. And, you know, it's just a blessing to be able to be on the team with him. And, you know, I'm looking forward to getting coached by him and as well as my position coach.
Now, in college, you were known as being great in run support. What gives you that fearless nature facing those bigger running backs?
I think my physical nature came from when I was younger. I played linebacker in high school. And, you know, I always was in the box and I always had to tackle. So I think that's where I get my tackling skills from. And, you know, I pride myself in making the play.
Coach Fox just said he wants you guys to come in, treat it like you're walking onto college for the first time as a freshman. Is that how you're approaching this week?
I'm approaching it as a person that's just trying to contribute to the team, whether that's on special teams or a cornerback. You know, I'm going to give my full effort at whatever they want me to do.
How extensive was your special?
At USF, I had a big part in the special teams. I was kind of the returner sometimes, but, you know, I contributed mostly on punt and punt return, blocking the gunner and going down, making the team fair catch. So, you know, that was my primary position.
When was it that you transitioned from linebacker to cornerback? And was it because of your speed that you moved that?
I think it was because of my size. I started playing cornerback when I got to college. That was my first time ever playing corner when I got to college. I had never played it until I stepped on USF campus. Until then, I had played wide receiver and linebacker at the same time. So, you know, I'm still getting experience and, you know, I'm looking forward for the challenge.
Was it a surprise when they asked you to be corner, or is that something they mentioned in the recruiting team?
It wasn't a surprise. You know, I was undersized as a linebacker in high school. I was 180. I had the speed of a corner. And, you know, my first offer came from South Carolina, Steve Spurrier. He asked me to play corner. And then, you know, that triggered into my mind that on the next level I would be in a secondary, whether that's safety or a corner. So, you know, I just had my mind focused on, you know, being the best at whatever position they put me at.
So did you pattern your game after Champ when you were joking on Champ Bailey's hair? Was that?
He was my favorite corner. So, you know, I would say I kind of did. You know, he's very good in the man skills. I'm not up to his level yet, but, you know, with his coaching I will be. And, you know, I'm just building my confidence as the day goes on.
Have you had a chance to talk with the Champ yet? Or?
We had a few text messages a couple of days. I was supposed to come early, you know, just to get some knowledge from him. But, you know, that didn't work out. I just came in with the rest of the rookies.
So you're looking forward to when you do get a chance to meet face-to-face?
Most definitely.
After the draft, you said you
Yeah.
Have you seen where you are in the locker?
Yeah, I'm right across from him, so you know that's still a good spot. You know, we're gonna be on the field together. It's a good spot for me though.
When you talked about the next level from high school to college, at what point during your college career did you feel like I can play in the NFL, and not only that, but be a premium draft pick for a team like Denver?
The point from high school to college?
Yeah, and what point in college did you feel like I can be an NFL player?
You know, my first day on campus, I met with Coach Levitt. We had one-on-ones and things like that. You know, I was going up against seniors that had experience at playing at the collegiate level. And, you know, I did pretty well. And, you know, he just always encouraged me, you know, just to keep doing my very best, and I will make it. I will make it to the next level.
Okay, thank you. Oh, last one, Andrew.
What's the significance of 36 besides 6 being your college number?
You know, I thought of 36 being as me being a third-round pick, and I wore 6 in college, so, you know, 36, third-round pick, number 6.